When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that is available for all Apple products, as well as available on the Google Play Store for free. All you have to do is search Wake Up Call DT, and you will have every single show in your pocket, wherever you go, on your tablet, iPad, iPhone, whatever it may be. Thank you to everyone that's downloaded the app, as well as everyone that is a member of wakeupcalldt.com that gives you an opportunity to hear interviews like this. National Signing Day, National Letter of Intent, a big day for this gentleman who I've had on the show. Actually had him on the show the day that he verbally committed to Syracuse, so it's only right to have him here the day that he has signed his papers with the Syracuse Orange, and that's Amir Ely out of Coatesville High School in Coatesville, Pennsylvania. Very happy to have him back on the show. Amir, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing very well. And Amir, you know, I know you were very passionate and excited about Syracuse when you verbally committed. What is the feeling like for you now to go from your verbal commitment to officially putting it on paper?
It's a great feeling. You know, my family feel good about our decision. We can't wait to get up there and make a name for ourselves. You know, we made one for us in high school, and now it's time for us to do it in college.
When you look at the fact that you're coming out of Pennsylvania and you're not going too far to go up to Syracuse, New York, did that have a big play in it to know that you are close with your family? Did you want to go somewhere where they could drive up and see the game?
You know, really the distance ain't really play a part, but it is a good feeling knowing that your family could come to almost every home game if they wanted to. We wasn't really too worried about the distance. We were worried about the education aspect. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got to play football, so.
When you look at the education side of it, obviously you're a student-athlete, not just an athlete, and student comes before athlete. Do you know what you want to study up at Syracuse?
Yes, sir. One of the reasons why I chose Syracuse is because they have this accelerated science and health program that was, I can get my doctorate in physical therapy in 6 years.
So when you look at that, I mean, physical therapy, what made you fall in love? Obviously, you know, we all know that you love football, but what made you fall in love with physical therapy?
Physical therapy, like as you said, it gives me the opportunity to be a real sport I love still. But the part I like about it is the most is that I give people the opportunity to beat the odds when a doctor tells a person that they can't walk no more. I give them chances of doing that by rehabilitating their legs and rehabilitating their body part, whereas they can find the strength to do that again.
I know that we live in a world where it's easy for a doctor to have you come in, they talk to you for 4 minutes, they hand you pills, they say, go home, take those. Those painkillers will help you feel better, or this will help you feel better. But not a lot of doctors will say, you know what, go do some physical therapy, help yourself out, put some work in that respect. I've been through physical therapy. I'm going through physical therapy for my knee from an injury that I had a few years back, and so I chose to stay away from the cortisone shot, stay away from the pills, and to actually go to physical therapy. Is that something you want to be able to do for people, is let them know that there is an avenue and it's not just, you know, taking pills and sitting at home and hoping that they work, but they can do a lot more than that?
Yes, sir, because sitting at home and taking pills, that could be stressful in your life. That could be really depressing, knowing that you can't do what you want to do or what you're used to doing. So me giving people the opportunity to do what they're used to, like which is walking or moving their arm a certain way, moving their leg a certain way, or using their body part a certain way, me giving them the odd beat, that's a great feeling.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding,
Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Have you been in that situation at all in your life where you were put in a place with an injury where you needed somebody to come and talk with you and give you hope?
I started counting the words when I had broke my thumb. They tried to make me sit out for one of my football seasons. It was in middle school. They tried to make me sit out for one of my football seasons. I wound up playing that year with cash on the SCD.
When you go out there and you help the community, knowing that this is something that you're passionate about, you and I have talked about it before, I want to go behind that to your morals and values. What makes you want to help people at the core of who you are?
I just feel that everybody should have a second chance at things they want to do, at things in life. So like, I feel like if you live in the right way, you deserve one.
And how has your support system, your family, friends, teachers, coaches, how have they helped you to see that? Who do you really feel like has been a great support system around you that's helped you to grow into the person that you are today who cares so much about other people?
I think all my family and friends, they played a huge part of me being who I am, because they all gave me insight. They all gave me little critiques and the person I am today. if my dad and my uncle didn't give me that ambition to be greater in life, to try to be the best as possible, my mom gave me the thought process of using your head and don't forget about your education. And so did my uncle. My uncle, he took the sports route. He played football in college. He told me, like, he had me taking my SATs in 10th grade.
When you go through that and you know that you have people that aren't just relying on your talent or telling you just to rely on raw talent and saying, you know, don't worry about school, just be a good football player, put all of your emphasis in that and not in studying something, not in, you know, making sure that you're prepared for the SATs. What can you say to your family now looking back, knowing that they wanted to make you a well-rounded young man and not just a good football player?
I'm thankful to have the support system as much as I do. You know, there's not too many kids and not too many people in this world who got a support team like I or not blessed to have one. You know, I'm so blessed to have that team because, like I said, the minute who I am today, I wouldn't be in this position if I didn't have the support system.
Having that support system, I want to look at the people that don't have an Amir. There's kids out there, there's people in their 80s, 90s that are out there homeless or in a nursing home. They don't have people visit them, whatever it may be. What can you say to people out there who have lost hope, who don't feel like anything is ever going to turn their way? What can you say to the people that are out there worried and stressed and have walls to climb? What can you tell them?
I tell those people to keep striving, keep hoping for the best. You know, you determine how your outcome is going to be. Whether you work hard or you not, if you work hard, you're going to be a good person in life. But you got to have God in your circle, too.
You bringing up God, I know we've talked about him before, I believe. What has he meant in your life, and how would you define him in your life?
God plays a major part of my life. You know, I have a good connection with God. He helped me become who I am today because at one point in time, you know, it gets tough. It gets hard. To go through our life, so everybody goes through struggles, and that's when you really gotta look yourself in the mirror, ask yourself who you are, and then sit down and pray on it. You know, sometimes your family can't talk on situations that you want to talk about, tell them. But with God on your side, He listens to everything.
What are some of those walls that you've had to climb where you went to God and asked for His help?
Just like certain times, if I had an injury, or I wasn't doing right at school, or at the times I felt those I was struggling or stressful in life. So you sit down and pray about it and just think to yourself, like, it could be better, it could be worse. So it's going to get better.
To me, when I talk to you, I hear a leader. I hear a natural-born leader. I hear somebody who can take a hold of a group of people in a very positive way and move them. Do you see that in yourself? Is that who you're intending to be when you're at Syracuse?
Yes, sir.
And what type of leadership skills do you feel like you have when you look in the mirror? What do you see looking back at you?
I feel as though as a leader, I'm an aggressive leader. I'm somebody that's going to make you want to play every single snap like it's your last. Because I do the same. You know, some people can talk and try to hype you up, but it's not too many people who's going to sit there and go to war with you. They're going to put the hard work in just like you, if not harder.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
And when you put that work in and you do all that you can, when the losses have come, when things have happened, how do you bounce back from that? And what can you teach people about when you've given all that you possibly could and maybe you still ended up with a loss?
When you give it your all and you might start off with a loss, you also, at the end of the day, you got to be proud of yourself. You want to have, I wanted to accept that loss, but know that you did all you could. You can't really be mad at yourself for doing that. If you don't give it your all, then you might have regrets. Like, maybe I could have done it this way, that way, this way. But when you give it your all, you're not going to have no regrets. You're going to be able to live with yourself easier and better.
Being in this moment, knowing that you didn't give up on yourself, putting your name on the dotted line for Syracuse, what did that, when you grabbed that pen and you wrote your name on that piece of paper, and you put the pen down, what did that feel like for you?
It's a stress reliever, you know. To be blessed to be one of those people who don't have to pay for college. And all you, I always got to hear from family members and friends like how stressful it was in college and how some of the people that's around me still paying off a college loan. And if you want to know the way that you don't have to do that, man, that's an amazing thought.
So as you look ahead, I want to give you an opportunity, Amir, to talk to the Syracuse fans out there. What do you want the fans to know about you and about what Syracuse football is going to look like with you?
Syracuse football, you know, make sure we come in. We tell the ACC we're coming. We're trying to make some statements here. We got a nice recruit class, you know, the 25 of them. We're ready to get it rocking. I've been talking to some of the some of the players. We all can't wait to get up there and show what we got to offer. With me, you're going to get a kid that's going to play every down, that's going to be aggressive, and that's going to put the work in to try to make our program proud and happy.
Well, I can hear the passion in your voice and know that you're excited. What are you going to do between now and when you report at the end of June? What are you going to be working on? Basically, what are you going to do with all this energy that you have to go to Syracuse between now and when you actually get there?
I'm going to try to get as big as possible before I get there. I'm trying to, my goal is to get 265 to 70, but muscle with the same speed as I have now, if not faster. I want a little bit quicker step. I'm going to work on my hands. I'm working with martial arts and doing CrossFit. You know, just try to become a more surround, all-around player.
Does it matter to you at the end of the day if you end up as a tight end or a defensive end?
I'm sorry, I just want to go on that school to play. I want to show the world what I got to offer.
Well, you can't ask for anything more than a team player, and that's exactly what Syracuse is getting. Amir, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule and everything you're doing. I know that you had dinner with your family. You're celebrating tonight, so get back to it. But thank you so much, and I look forward to shaking hands with you, seeing you soon, and obviously I always love having you on the show.
All right, thank you.